Well, as I mentioned, it was a great resumption of the A-League campaign for the Brisbane Roar last night. Their first game in 3 weeks for the break of the Asian Cup. They hosted the high-flying Wellington Phoenix at Suncorp Stadium, a team who had beaten them 3-0 in their last game before the Asian Cup break. Well, it was certainly a different story last night. A stoppage time winner to Giancarlos Solorzano got the Brisbane Roar across the line and claimed all 3 points. One man who made his return for the Roar last night, in fact, playing his first game this A-League season, returning from a broken wrist that he sustained in the week before the season kicked off, was the goalkeeper Michael Theo, and I'm pleased to say that he joins us now. Good evening, Theo.
Good evening, Kieran.
It must feel nice to have that break and come away with a strong performance after a little time off.
Yeah, exactly right. Obviously, the first half of the season's been disappointing from our perspective in terms of the performance and the results. But I think the Asian Cup came at a fantastic time just to really freshen up the group and obviously have a few players return from injury as well. So, it was great to start off with the win, even though we made it difficult for ourselves and myself in particular. But no, it was fantastic. It was great to see. And it was our first home win of the season as well, which is critical to our success moving forward.
Against the quality opponent as well, Theo, they have been arguably the form side, the Phoenix, before the break. And of course, they beat you 3-0 just before the break as well. So a nice turnaround after what was, as you said, a break worthwhile for your team.
Yeah, spot on. Obviously, the 3-0 defeat just prior to it was probably one of our worst performances, certainly that I've been involved in the club with. It wasn't good. Obviously, they would have had the confidence having beaten us 3-0 game before, but we knew, as I said before, there's a lot of players to come back, and now we just need time to get back out there. For myself personally, it's been a long time between drinks, I suppose. The last time I played was Grand Final day at Lang Park, so it was fantastic just to be out there and, I suppose, get the cobwebs out, but no, it was good, and hopefully now we can just get the confidence back and gain a bit of momentum.
You mentioned your first game, of course, of the season following that wrist injury in the week prior to kickoff, and I'd say, looking back, you're probably pretty happy with your performance last night, minus one little hiccup, Theo.
Yeah, exactly right, Kieran. Now, apart from the goal, apart from that, I was relatively happy. As I said, it's been hard because we obviously haven't had games to play the past month, and I was meant to play a youth game as well, but that got postponed due to the weather. So it's my first serious hit out, as I said, since the Grand Final. So for me, training's one thing, but obviously getting back to playing games is important and what I love doing. So, no, it was good, and, plenty of encouraging signs. Even, Jerome Pollins as well, making his debut for the club, and, Nico Solorzano scoring as well. And injury time, that gives you real confidence moving forward.
You mentioned Jerome Pollins. What an impressive debut for the club. I mean, he, of course, has been a villain in the past against the Roar in his days at the Western Sydney Wanderers, but he added so much attacking down that right wing.
Yeah, spot on, mate. He's a fantastic acquisition for the club. He's definitely a winner. He's one as well who's a bit short for matches. He hasn't played in 3 months, so he'll be better for the hit-out. But you see his skill. He doesn't stop running. He's just always wanting the ball, and he'll only get better. And Thomas Broich is another one as well, obviously back from injury. So, there's plenty of upside to our team. There's a lot of improvement left, and obviously we have the new striker as well, Andrea, who's come in. Luke De Vier, there's plenty of players now. So it's going to be really interesting couple of months for us because we've got a lot of games coming up as well. So it's exciting time.
How impressed were you last night to see your captain and Matt Mackay back up? It would have been easy for him to walk back into camp and say that he needed a rest after a pretty busy 3 weeks in the Asian Cup, but I think it speaks volume as his player and as a leader that he put his hand up to play last night.
Yeah, spot on. I wouldn't expect anything less, to be honest. He's just the ultimate professional, so really happy for him and obviously the rest of the country with the Asian Cup success that the Socceroos had, and great for the code in this country. And I threw him a text after the game as well. I said, mate, enjoy the celebrations, but we need you on Monday. And he said, mate, I'll be ready, don't worry about that. So, Matty's been fantastic. He's a great captain. He's one that leads by example. So it was super important that we got him back for last night's game, and he put in a very solid shift. So it's all good.
Michael, another impressive aspect of last night's game was a couple of your young brigade getting on the score sheet. Of course, James Donaghy and Brandon Borrello. You guys have got such prodigious talent at that club that have been asked specifically this season with a lot of injuries to shoulder a lot more responsibility. Not just those two, but the likes of Corey Brown as well, and the games that he's been able to play. Dimi Petratos is another young player on the rise. So good to see these young kids stepping up and, you know, taking the full responsibility that it means to be a Brisbane Roar player.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, fantastic opportunity for these young boys, I suppose, to cement a spot in the team. And, you know, they had the opportunity, whether it's through injuries or suspensions, you know, and more often than not, you know, they've taken them. They've played well for the team and they've played their part. And, you know, having these games under their belt will only give them confidence. And, yeah, it's, you know, it's something that's, I suppose, good for the club because there's, you know, we've got 23 players on the books, and I'll tell you what, every single one can do a job. So it's good to put pressure on the boys that are playing, make sure that, you know, we do our jobs. If not, you know, anyone can step in and fill our roles.
How important do you think that 3-week break was, Michael? Not just to get players back on the field, such as yourself and Thomas Broyce returning from that ankle injury, but just to give the squad a bit of a rest. It seemed prior to the break, you're just struggling to halt the momentum that was against the team, but maybe this 3 weeks off has given your coach and friends Tyson the ability to stamp more of his authority and his brand of football on this side, and just given you the chance to rejuvenate yourselves ahead of what's going to be a busy back end of the season.
Yeah, exactly right. I think, you know, prior to the break, obviously, you know, things were going against us. The results weren't fantastic, and obviously confidence was pretty low. You know, saying that, we had, you know, 3.5 weeks to really knuckle down in training because we know what's ahead of us with the Asian Champions League commitments as well. That, you know, we're going to be playing 3 games in a week, pretty much every second week till the end of the year, starting the end of this month. So it's going to be pretty full on. So we need everyone on board. We need, you know, the confidence back, and, you know, it was great to obviously have that, you know, freshen up the squad with 3 new signings and obviously, you know, getting a couple of boys back from injury as well. So you can tell, you know, everyone had a few days off just to freshen up, and you know, since we've been back, all the boys have been really focused and, you know, really working hard to, you know, turn our season around.
You mentioned the acquisitions as well, Theo. It's been a busy January transfer period for the club, bringing back an old face in Luke Devere after a couple of years overseas. We mentioned Jerome Pollins, and a great acquisition in your new Serbian striker, Andreja Kalujerovic. I know he's going to be just known as Andreja now, much like the Slippery Fish is just Enrique, and let's hope he's as successful as the Slippery Fish himself.
Yeah, spot on. So, no, all three are, you know, great signings for us. You know, I haven't had a great look at, obviously, at Andreja. He still needs a bit of time to settle in. He's only been in the country for 2 or 3 days, but hopefully, you know, he can do a job for us up front, you know, really help out in the final third, help the likes of Thomas, you know, Nico and Henrique when he gets back from injury as well. So, yeah, you know, Luke Devere, obviously being an old Brisbane Roar boy as well, he knows, you know, exactly how we play, and he's been a part of you know, our team in the past, and he's a fantastic player as well. So, yeah, every position we're going to have 2 or 3 players that yeah, can play a role for the team. So, you know, Fran's going to have plenty of headaches, you know, in terms of choosing a team to go out there and do the job.
Michael, one thing I noticed in particular last night, and I'm not sure whether this is the result of having had the break and being rejuvenated, but this team in the past couple of years has become synonymous with really never being beaten, playing to the final whistle, and it was true last night. It was a crazy second half. I mean, nil all at half time and 5 goals in the second half, but when it was 2-2, you know, you would have been within your rights to rest on your laurels and take the point, but playing past that, you know, that 90th minute into stoppage time and always looking for the winner, and it just fell at the lap of Juan Carlos Solorzano, and he put it away, and it's great to see the Roar once again playing to that final whistle and not taking anything for granted.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, that's been our trademark for the past 3 or 4 years. You know, we always score late goals, and, you know, it's not by chance. It's because we grind teams down and we keep persisting. You know, we never give in, whether it's, you know, it's a draw, we always go for the win, or if we're behind, we'll always try to find that equaliser. So it was good. And the important thing, as I said before, was our first home win as well, just to give something back to our supporters. Obviously, it's been a frustrating year for us players, but also our supporters. So just to get that, it was like a roar back again, you know, you're just waiting for it and expected it, and we delivered it. So hopefully, you know, that will really help you know, our confidence as a playing and keep persisting, and you know, hopefully turning around this season. And yeah, more often than not, if we perform the way we know we're capable of performing, we know the results will follow. So, you know, it's a real big 3 points for us last night.
Just briefly before I let you go, Michael, your next face, the Newcastle Jets on Friday evening. Now, they are a club in a fair bit of turmoil at present, but you as a team know better than anyone that a desperate team are more often than not the most dangerous team, so you'll expect nothing less than the best when you face the Jets at the end of the week.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. Obviously, you know, lots been said about what's happening down there, but you know, we're always a team that sort of focuses on ourselves and make sure that we do the job and do our jobs on the field properly. You know, they're going to come out obviously fighting. Whether you know they're going to have 11 players out there, it doesn't matter how old they are, or young or experienced, inexperienced, it's irrelevant. You know, they just got beat obviously in the last game 7-0. So they're going to want to come out and show that you know, they want to play for the shirt and the coach. So it's going to be a tough game. They're always pretty tight against Newcastle, even though you know we obviously beat them 4-0 in the first game of the season there that we played them. So you know, it's going to be tough and the short turnaround for us as well. But I suppose it's a good thing because you know hopefully we can build a bit of momentum and the games are going to be coming thick and fast now.
Well, a great way to resume your season last night. An important win, as you said, not just to move yourself up the ladder and hopefully continue that stream, but good to reward the home fans for the first home win of the season. And Michael, must be said, great to see you back in the colours as well. Hopefully now a sustained run without injury. Appreciate your time on the program as always. Best of luck for the game against the Jets at the end of the week.
No worries, Kieran. Thanks for having me, mate.